Hello, this is Daniel from Miss Northrup's class in Riverbend Elementary School. We will be talking about how the Eastern Woodlands Indians survived. We will be talking about these following tribes: the Cherokee, the Tuscarora, and the Iroquois. The Cherokee, for their art, they carved flutes and made necklaces from bear claws. Also, pottery is a big thing that they had made. The Tuscarora, for homes, they made wigwams from long poles and birch bark. Wow, that's surprising, huh? The Iroquois used flinted knives and longbows from birch log, and also traps to catch fish. Now to you, Justin, with Native American art.
Howdy, I'm Justin, and I will be talking about art today. The tribes that we have named for you use these kinds of art. They used all different kinds of wood to make toy canoes for their children to play with. Most bowls were made out of wood as well. The Native Americans made bowls out of good sturdy wood, such as birch, number one time's strongest wood, and pine as well. They made antiques out of wood as well as woven baskets to hold large fish. Now to you, Tristan.
Thank you, Justin. Now we'll be talking about Native American food. Native Americans hunted one-ton black bear. They scavenged milkweed, strawberries, and wild cabbage. Scavenging is gathering a lot of wild vegetation that grows in trees and on vines. We have grills, fishing poles, and guns to scavenge with. For example, all that they had to hunt, cook, and fish with was wood. For hunting, they used wooden arrows and wooden bows. As usual, fires were made out of wood, and we have charcoal for grills to cook our food.
The Eastern Woodlands Indians lived in a forest with a lot of farmland throughout North Carolina to Connecticut, with some streams and rivers, but they can withstand cold and hot climate. They also had a few lakes to catch a lot of fish in, so they could get ready for the harsh winters to come for them later, and they also had blazing hot summers to break them down for their crops. They grew their crops in loose soil to make it grow better than hard soil will. Now to Justin with the fantastic homes of the Eastern Woodlands Indians.
I'm going to start with long homes. These homes are long. That makes sense. In the winter, they covered their homes with animal hide or skin. This kept the home toasty warm in the harmful winter. Can you imagine sitting next to a fire, just you and your family?
During the harsh and harmful winter, they wore deerskin togans and beaverskin pants. Warriors made hats out of beaver skin and raccoon skin. The Native Americans never wasted any hide off the deer. For each leg, 2 beaver hide was used. Without it, they would freeze in the awful winter. In the summer, they would go without shirts to keep from heat stroke. Sometimes on the deer, they would cut out the face and take the skull out and make it like a hoodie. Also, they used the deer hide as like a ground cover for hunting deer and other large game animals.
The Native American had 6 big feasts each year that all the Native Americans waited for all year long to celebrate and feast. They also made medicine masks to scare away spirits. They also had burial grounds in the area that they buried lost people in their tribes that other Native Americans killed. That's the end of my shift. See ya!
Now what?
In the wet season, when the hunting was bad, they would use evergreen branches to keep dry. The men put poles in the ground, and while the women would put branches and bark to cover the long homes. They also chewed sap off the spruce trees like chewing gum.
Sometimes Native Americans used for war clubs. For carving out the rough and thick-skinned deer, they used arrow-headed knives. All tools were made out of wood. That's really surprising. Bone and rock as well. That's all for Eastern Woodlands.
Wait up, Daniel.